Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back to 84 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Robert Crisanti back on the show. Robert is president and CEO of International Franchise Association, IFA.org. He is the, and by the way, former secretary of technology at the U.S. Department of Commerce, and he is the leader of the national organization of one of the great entities, the great sectors of our marketplace, the franchisors, the people who create the intellectual property that becomes a franchisee, a franchise out in your marketplace, and the franchisees, the courageous people who buy those franchises and operate them as full, complete small businesses. They're your neighbors. They're all over the place, hundreds of thousands of them. And they're my heroes, and Robert's their national leader. Robert, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's wonderful to be back with you, and I listen to your show all the time for inspiration, and it always delivers. So thank you.
Thank you, Robert. You're the one. I'm glad to hear that. I appreciate it very much. Hey, Robert. Give us a little bit of a tour of where, even though franchisees are small business owners, just like the rest of us, they are a variation on the theme. They do have a little bit of a different operating structure, and they do have an intellectual mothership, not a technical, mm-hmm. not a legal necessarily mothership, but they have an intellectual mothership back to the franchisor in terms of some things. How's it going out there? When you and I first talked, we were literally about a month into the shutdown, and now we're well beyond that. We've had all kinds of other help. How are things going out there?
You know, it's a mixed story. In fact, Jim, we call it serial entrepreneurship. you know, where people have all the human capital skills, they have all the other individual skills to run a business. They know how to run books, they know how to do all of that, but they don't know how to make an ice cream sundae that appeals to customers the same way that they might want to. And so it is a wonderful way to thrive in business in that way. But I'll tell you, the story is profoundly mixed. And it's not even mixed. We have over 300 different business segments inside of franchising, everything from elder care to auto mechanics mm-hmm. to hospitality to restaurants and food that you're so familiar with. But I'll tell you, the story is mixed geographically, and it's mixed by industry sector. So some places may be doing very well, you know, in one part of the country and shut down in another part of the country. So some of the gyms have been very hard hit. Some of the, the trampoline parks, the hair cutting salons, those have been closed in many cases for months and months and months.
Yeah.
You're seeing, some, not in the franchise space as much, but in the hair cutting space, you're seeing, some financial failures from some of the bigger chains, that have, announced reorganization. So it is a hard row to hoe. And when when you're losing 100% of your revenue and your expenses continue to roll, it is a challenging business. So
a major part of your sector is in the food business, and look what's happened.
Just above 45% is the food space,
and that's just been decimated, hasn't it?
Yes. Well, actually, it depends. I'll tell you, Jim, if you're handing fried chicken and wings out through the window or delivering pizzas, those folks have done extremely well. But what your earlier guest said about reinvention mm-hmm. and what you were talking about earlier, which is that sense of entrepreneurship. I've got to connect you to some of the folks, that when they found out that their sit-down restaurant was closed, couple of them decided to get together, and they pulled a little food trailer into the front of their parking lot, and they started serving their food, even though people hadn't thought about it as a traditional restaurant. You know, innovation and you know, entrepreneurship and the willingness to get back up off the ground after you've been knocked down is the hallmark of these entrepreneurs.
In some ways, we've been really harmed by this coronavirus shutdown, and maybe irreparable for many people, and in some ways for the country. But in another way, we're going to look back, and there are going to be some things that we're going to learn. There will be some silver linings. There will be some things that will have happened that wouldn't have happened had we not been forced into this crucible. We're going to come back after the break and get there's some technical things. There's some policy things that franchisees, franchisors, and all the rest of us need to get out of Washington. And Robert has his finger on that pulse, and he'll report on it after the break. 2012, I'm Jim Blessingame. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.